The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Good morning and welcome to New Ross and County Wexford on the banks of the Barrow. It's a misty, moisty morning here on the quayside as I behold the replica Famineera ship, the Dunbrody. It's extraordinary, given that ships such as this left New Ross with as many as 300 people on board to take on the mighty Atlantic, it's quite remarkable that so many made it to build successful lives in America. Among those emigrants, the great-grandparents of John F. Kennedy, who became the first Roman Catholic to become President of the United States. Patrick Kennedy, JFK's paternal great-grandfather, was from Dungonstown in County Wexford, and he left New Ross for Boston in 1848. There, he met and married another Wexford native, Bridget Murphy from Owen Duff, in 1849. And the rest is history. Now, we're here because every year the JFK Summer School is held to celebrate that Kennedy connection. And that connection was reaffirmed back in 1963 when the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, came to New Ross. It was a simpler time.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Some pressman has walked on this. We're in right trouble now. We must keep to a tight schedule. So unfortunately, as I've seen, the communications have broken down, but I've heard them speak before, and I'm sure he can be heard by each and every one of you. And now, people of New Ross and people of Ireland, I give you President Kennedy of the United States.
I'm glad to be here. It took 115 years to make this trip and 6,000 miles and three generations. But I'm proud to be here, and I appreciate the warm welcome you've given to all of us. When my great-grandfather left here to become a cooper in East Boston, he carried nothing with him except two things: a strong religious faith and a strong desire for liberty. And I'm glad to say, that all of his great-grandchildren have valued that inheritance. If he hadn't left, I'd be working over at the Albatross Company. Or perhaps for John D. Kelly. In any case, we're happy to be back here. About 50 years ago, an Irishman from New Ross traveled down to Washington with his family. And in order to tell his neighbors how well he was doing, he had his picture taken in front of the White House and said, this is our summer home. Come and see us. Well, it's our home also in the winter, and I hope you will come and see us. Thank you.
The unmistakable voice of the late President John F. Kennedy speaking not a stone's throw from where I'm sitting now in New Ross by the quayside. Well, I'm joined in our makeshift studio here by Larry Donnelly, who's a lecturer in law at University of Galway and a director of the Kennedy Summer School. And also we'll hear from one of their guest speakers this year, a young woman called Abigail Mitzi. And Abigail will tell us about her forthcoming adventure in a moment or two. But first of all, Larry, 7 minutes on the quayside, and it's been parlayed into something much greater than that 7 minutes might ever suggest.
Yeah, absolutely. It's New Ross is synonymous with the Kennedys. New Ross has made the most of the Kennedy connection, and indeed the inspiration for the Kennedy Summer School, which was founded by the late Noel Whelan, was that event, that visit. And to this day, we try to carry on the legacy of President Kennedy and the legacy and the importance of the transatlantic bond. These are the things we focus in on, and New Ross is at the heart of all that.
Now, we'll be hearing about something of the history of New Ross, the town itself going back to, the 12th century, when it was first founded as a port city, a very important port city. We'll hear about that a little later on. But the Kennedy connection here, as I say, it was brief enough. I mean, his paternal grandfather, and I presume his paternal great-grandmother as well, left from here.
Yeah, and they went to my home city of Boston. Yeah, and, of course, the rest is history, truly, as they say. The Kennedys are the closest thing the United States has to a royal family. Indeed, their legacy of public service and accomplishment and all that they have done is something, again, we pay tribute to in the summer school.
You have an eclectic bunch of speakers and guests and panelists. A lot going on.
Absolutely. People ask us sometimes, do we have a theme? And we say no. What our theme is American culture, history, and politics, and Irish and American history, culture, and politics. And there is something for everyone. So we go all the way from hurling to writing to transatlantic economics. Everything is there. And literally, there is something in this program every year that anyone can pick up and say, I'd really love to go to that event.
And we will be meeting some of your guests later on. We'll be talking about economics and tariffs and the great national debt that the United States has. We'll be looking at the forthcoming midterms. And you'll be rejoining us in the second half of the show for a panel where we'll be dissecting what America is and what it may become.
That's right. Noel Whelan used to always say that Saturday of the Kennedy Summer School is really political nerds day. So if you love politics,
you
all
much.
Day all day long, we're going to be talking politics, and there's a lot to talk about. We know that, Pat.
But there are other things, as I mentioned, and Abigail Mitzi is with me now. Abigail, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You have a great adventure ahead in 2027.
Yes, yes. Big adventure going to space, going on a suborbital flight with Virgin Galactic, and going to have 3 minutes up in microgravity, the space environment, to do research.
Now, you are an engineering graduate from Purdue. What attracted you to engineering, I suppose the STEM area generally, what attracted you to it?
At first, it was airplanes, just seeing them fly and seeing that people created something as impressive as an airplane. And then it was seeing that you can go even further than that and go to space.
You're a Chicago girl?
Yes.
So O'Hare, one of the busiest airports in the world. Mm-hmm. So lots of airplanes to inspire you, I suppose. What is the nature of your experiment that you'll be doing in space, suborbital space?
Yeah, my experiment will be studying microgravity fluid dynamics and how the liquid in your spacecrafts and your rockets and your satellites, how it moves around and how we can control it to make sure that every mission is safer and more reliable and less risky.
Do you have a date for your space flight?
Just about a year away. The date is being nailed down soon, so I'll get back to you on the exact date.
Okay, and how were you chosen, or did you have to apply?
Yeah, I applied by applying to graduate school at Purdue, and then from there it was kind of an internal Purdue review in the aerospace school to determine what next candidates to move forward with an interview, and then I did an interview and was excited to receive a call one day that said that I was chosen. And
now, I mentioned that you will, when it happens in 2027, one of the youngest people ever to be in space. That's something for your CV.
Oh, yeah, it's very surprising.
What lies ahead then? When you've done all of this, what kind of career path do you intend to follow?
Oh, I love aerospace. I want to stay in aerospace and continue to be on future programs and lead the next generation of programs in space and how we build satellites, how we architect space architecture, and just support national security by using space, this new domain, and making life better for everyone through the weather services, internet, all the things.
And does NASA beckon, do you think?
Oh, yeah, NASA's great. They do lots of very interesting work, or very much.
Have you your eyes set on perhaps a career in NASA?
Yeah, they would be awesome to work at, for sure.
You want to be an astronaut?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome indeed. So what will you be talking about here at the summer school?
Yes, so I had the chance to meet with 180 10 to 12-year-old students on Thursday morning and chat with them about space, what careers in space could look like, not just engineering careers, but science careers, how writing and finance all go into space, and how it takes a team to make space happen, especially a international collaborative team. And so got to chat with them about that.
So I hope you inspire them because, you know, the old saying, if you can't see it, you can never be it. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, Abigail, we wish you the best, and we'll keep an eye on that Virgin Galactic suborbital flight when you embark on it sometime in the autumn of 2027.
Yes.
So the best of luck with that.
Thank
and Larry, we will be talking to you later on about other activities in the summer school.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.